We got Penn Russell facing off against Noah Twaddell.
All right, Twaddell on the Sabres. And Russell on, and we're underway. Here's the faceoff won by the Jaguars here, and then immediately taken away by the Sabres. Here comes Christensen over the blue line, takes a shot on net, and it goes and nearly bounces into the back of the net, as you can see there, taken away behind the red line. Another shot comes just wide of the net, wide right. That was Christensen on the shot. Now there's a play in the right corner here. It's kind of tough to see. There's still a scrum, and the Sabres come out with it. Sabres going around the back of the net here. Sabres pass out front. Beautiful centering pass to Smith, and the puck is taken away by the Jaguars. Jaguar gets tripped up on the play, but here comes Russell. Continuing across the line is Russell. He's really fighting for the puck. Chips it out to his centerman here. Takes a shot on net. Goes wide left here. Wow, this is a fast-paced game coming out of the gate here.
Coming out of the chute. Nice and hot.
Nice and hot here. Definitely puck is centered back to the blue line here as it rattles in behind the net now, where it'll be picked up by the Sabres. Sabres are running around the left sideline here. Kind of tough to see from this angle. Russell, a turnover, takes a shot on net, goes wide left. Jaguars have taken two shots on net already. And here come the Sabres. Sabres in alone is Christensen. Christensen clears the puck in.
Line change.
Yes, definitely. Olivia Vertucci, the only female on this lineup here. All right, and here we go. Shot on net goes wide, deflected by the goaltender, John Kundert. All right, and up the ice again are the Jaguars. Jaguars are attacking across the blue line. We got two men in on, and the puck is dabbled. Oh,
what a save.
What a save. Wow, by Sean McGinnis. Stands there like a brick wall, and there's a collision around the blue line. The puck gets chipped out. Here come the Sabres. It's a two-on-two situation here. Let's see, and the puck gets dumped in. Good, wise play. Maybe get some fresh legs on the ice here, and we can set up a play. But the puck is quickly turned over by the Jaguars. Jaguars are running the puck out here, and turned over by the Sabres. Sabres come in.
Give a chance.
All right, 3-on-2. Another dump. Good, smart play. Maybe they can set up something here. But the puck is turned over back to the Sabres. And the Sabres are facing in the left side zone here. Picked up by the Jaguars. Jaguars are trying to pass it out here. Jaguars working up the ice here. All the way. And a great pass. Slightly mishandled, but no problem there. Amazing effort by the Jaguars in their passing squad. Here we go. Another dump and change there.
Smart
that
play.
Was Evan Motley on the play with that dump and change. Back in the left corner again, kind of tough to see from this angle here, but the Sabres come out with it, and there is a open ice hit, 100% clean there, and another hit taken down, no call, even though the parents are looking for it. Puck is picked up by the Sabres. Sabres are working behind their own net here.
Dangerous.
Taken away. Number 7 centers it. Shoots.
Oh,
just wide. Here comes another shot. Evan Motley follows up, and it is covered up by Sean McGinnis. Great job by the goaltender surviving a flurry of shots.
Great goaltending play so far from McGinnis.
Wow, this is an exciting game right out of the gate. Everybody's firing left, right, and center. All cylinders say go. All right, here comes the faceoff. One out here by the Sabres, and then taken off, picked off by the Jaguars. Sabres. There we go. Making
there
up a
go.
New team name here. Sabres take away the puck, working up their own blue line. Get across to the Jaguar blue line. Takes a shot, goes in between the legs of Evan Motley for the Jaguars. Sabres are back, taking the puck here, looking for a shot, but no lanes are open. Jaguars take over and running across their own red line here. Passing off to number 81. That's Logan Krupa. Looks like Phil Kessel there in that jersey.
Yeah.
Back in the left side of the zone. Kind of hard to see the puck. Right in front of the lane is Krupa, my apologies. And that goes wide left. Sabres come out with the puck again, but quickly turned over to the Jaguars. Sabres are looking for the race it on the left side. Boards. Nothing doing there. Can't all see too well. It's anybody's puck right now, and the Sabres come up with it and send it up ice, but another turnover falls right into the hands of Krupa, but it falls across his opponent's blue line. Jaguars may get called for an offside. No, they will not.
Great fight for the puck there, both teams.
Amazing work, and now the puck will be onsides as it is chased down by Dominic Gregory. on the left side here. Dominic Gregory passes it out. Instantly turned over, but taken back.
Oh,
by
what a
Simmons.
Move.
What a move. Shoots and the save.
My
what
goodness.
A save. Wow, that is some excellent goaltending there by Sean McGinnis, and the puck is now taken back out. But here we go. The Sabres bring it back up. Quickly turn over. We got to watch out for number 8 in for the Jaguars. That's Penn Russell. He took that opening faceoff, and he has been on fire ever since tonight.
Oh,
definitely
for sure.
Definitely have to watch out for him.
Has got some sick moves.
Definitely. As the Sabres are fighting for the puck in their offensive zone, trying to get it maybe to a centering pass. But Penn says
right,
no.
Right in front of the net. Dangerous area.
Dangerous territory for the Jaguars indeed. Russell quickly broke up that play, but it's right back to the Sabres. Here we go. Jaguars are on the move again. A nice hit, though. A very clean hit. Takes them out of the game quickly. But now Jaguars are on the move in their own zone now. Puck well behind their own net.
Oh, stumbles into the boards. Watch
ouch.
Out.
Yeah, that will definitely hurt you there. Oh, my goodness, what a play. Nearly ends up in the net there, and another saucer goes over the net. Sabres are coming to pick up their puck in their own offensive zone. Here we go. We got a man in center here ready for the puck. He's calling for it. But here comes Penn Russell. Russell up the line. He looks in on his own. Makes a couple of his moves. He's got number 83 with him.
Oh, what a shot.
Ooh.
Wow,
that was impressive there. I almost thought that went in. That hit the post. Now, see, that's what they say about the crossbar. It can be the goalie's best friend or worst enemy as the save is covered up.
My goodness, what a shot by Penn Russell. It just caught the pipe.
Definitely there.
And then over on the other side, had just kind of a dump into the goalie, covered it up. Smart play.
Ryan Sullivan is the goalie for the Jaguars. Might have been some miscommunication there. I missed that call. But here is the puck won by the Jaguars. Jaguars take it around their own net. That is Caden Porapat up the line here. Here come the Sabres walking back with the puck. And the Jaguars take the puck back here. Still fought for as the puck rolls right across the red line, across the blue line. Puck is nearly taken away by... Ooh.
Now it is taken away.
Oh, yeah, it is taken away. There we go. Good work there by Noah Bowers. And the puck is taken away by the Sabres. In alone. It's a one-on-one. Oh, and a takedown ends their play
Cooper
quickly.
Cooper Christensen had the puck.
And here we go. Number 19, that's Nicholas Brescia. Comes in over the line here. Nothing doing. Sabres take over. Sabres coming out here.
Can't clear the puck.
Oh, my goodness. And it ends up as a shot on net. And here comes a backhand. Nothing doing. Puck tries to look for a centerman, but nothing working there. Sabres coming up. It's a two-on-two situation here.
Hudson Holweck with the puck.
There we go. He's coming around the back. He's looking for a centerman. Can't find him there. And Dominic Gregory ends up with the puck here.
Great.
Now the puck is
play.
Getting taken up by the middle of the ice here by the Jaguars. Jaguars are working the puck on the inside here. Close inside. Great centering pass. Oh! Goes up the right side goalpost. Here come the Sabres now on the move. And another quick takedown and arm up. There's going to be a penalty here. And let's see what the call is. All right. A tripping call. That will cost you 2 minutes to the box. For John Egrick. Wow, this has been some fast-paced hockey here, and there's been no stoppages in play. We went straight from 12 minutes to 3 minutes like that. So
for sure.
3 minutes and 19 seconds remain in this opening period. A beautiful day for hockey inside Downers Grove Ice Arena. The arena's packed. A quick face-off change. Now let's see. Jaguars are on the kill. Minute 30 on the kill. My apologies for squirt is minute and 30 seconds, not the standard two. And quick kill effort tries to get across the blue line and is getting tangled up is the Saber number two, Chaz Kralovic. Working on the Sabres, they got a 3-on-2 situation in deep into their offensive zone. Puck is worked out and here come the Jaguars trying to cough up the puck, maybe try to get a clearing effort, but the Sabres say no. Sabres turnover shot on goal is saved, then batted away by a fellow Jaguar. That's Evan Motley. My goodness, this is going really fast here.
Good save by Sullivan. There was some traffic in front.
55 seconds. Here's another shot. And right in front. Oh, the putt goes out to the right. 50 seconds left on the kill. Let's see where they can go here. 2 minutes and 30 seconds left in this 31st period. Excuse me. As the puck is getting worked up on the boards, and finally cleared across the Jaguar blue line. Sabres are reconvening, trying to figure out what's going on as the Jaguars take advantage of an ice change, but do get caught. But fortunately, there is an offsides there called by the linesman, so the faceoff will come just outside the blue line here. Let's see if the Jaguars can continue to kill off this power play, penalty kill.
Yeah, either
way,
it works.
There you go. Here comes the face-off, and it's down, and the Jaguars win it, and it goes out and to the right to no man's land. Comes back to the Jaguars here. Jaguars are trying to work it up, but quickly overpowered by Christensen as he takes a shot on net. Nothing doing. Cooper Christensen, a nice power shot, just wide. Another
one
shot here.
One last chance here for the Sabres.
7 seconds
out
on the power play. Yes, you're right, Ryan. Let's see what they can do here behind their own opponent's net. And it is full strength. Back to full strength. Sabres still have control of it. That's what I always say. It's always a power play until you clear the puck after the man comes back.
Wise words.
Here comes Sabres. Take a shot just to dump it in. They're keeping it in their zone. That's how you score goals. Got to keep it in the opponent's zone.
Yep, there's a lot of possession time.
Still fighting for it, and the Jaguars end up with the puck. And here are a couple of moves by Dominic Gregory.
Takes it all the way into the opponent's zone.
Wow, coast to coast, and a centering. Shoots a play. And scores! What a play, and what a celebration.
What a celly.
Amazing goal there. A great passing play results in a puck in the back of the net. The Jaguars are now up 1-0. Beautiful goal there by Aiden Hausman. Wow, that was a terrific play. Tic-tac-toe right to the back of the net. Jaguars are up 1-0 here.
That and play all set up by Dominic Gregory, bringing it into the opponent's zone, set it up with a great pass.
I mean, that was fantastic. 1-0 is your score here as the visiting team's on the board first. With 1 minute remaining in the first period, winding seconds ticking down here at Downers Grove Ice Arena in Downers Grove, Illinois, as the puck is being played in front of the Sabre net, getting cleared out to the left side. Kind of hard to see from that angle. We apologize. Can't get that angle here, but the puck is still in play. Looks like a Sabre has it on that far side. Getting taken up here, and here come the Sabres on the hustle.
Oh, turnover.
A quick turnover. A 2-on-1 for the Sabres.
Kevin says
a shoot. Oh, and a big save by the man, Ryan Sullivan. Ryan Sullivan stands tall like a brick wall and says no. Jaguars still hold their lead. 17 seconds left in this first period. Here come the Jaguars in and around their own net. There's only 10 seconds left in this first period. Can they get something going? Here come the Sabres across the blue line. 7 seconds left. Linesman waves it clear. Here they come in. Sabres, that was number 45, Kevin Bonecki. The Boneyard, as they call him on the ice, and time expires. First period of hockey over. You are listening to Sportstown Chicago. For Evan Lotz, I'm here with Ryan Christo. How are you doing tonight? Man, you got to really slow it down. You start talking really quick.
Yeah, no, exciting end-to-end action.
Definitely.
Hockey's going to work a little more and get some more pucks on the net. Or, at least out in front of that, make them think a little bit.
All right. Sabres are clearly the home favorite, as you can hear by this crowd. Down 1-0, though. 11 minutes is on the clock, set for second period action underway here at Downers Grove Ice Arena. And here comes the faceoff. Set looking ready, getting the okay from each goalie. Ryan Sullivan is ready, and we get the okay from McGinnis. And the puck is down. And away here.
Gavin Weebler was taking that face off for the Sabres.
Yes, he was. And as they're working up here, here comes Russell. And an offsides play. Offsides play here.
Gregory.
Got it. All right. As we took a quick pause there, All right, back to take the faceoff. All right, and here up the line, here are the Sabres, quickly taken over by the Jaguars. Sabres are in again. Nothing doing, just another toss up on the blue line and offsides. All right, set for another faceoff here.
Russell,
here comes the faceoff.
Russell and Weibler again on the faceoff.
Yep, first line, I imagine. And offsides again is the call. A third straight offsides faceoff there. Sabres are clearly the home favorite here. Here comes the faceoff, and Russell and Weibler again.
Yeah, why not?
Here's the faceoff. In over the line of the Sabres. Sabres are making a two-on-one. A quick move, shot high and wide. Sabres are working here, trying to take some more shots like you were talking about earlier, putting some more pressure on Ryan Sullivan for the Jaguars. Here we go, some pushing and shoving down. That was Russell. Here comes a Sabre in over the line. Oh. Takes a shot, goes up and over. And here come the Jaguars. Jaguars in over the line, quickly stopped by the Sabres. Jaguars pick it back up. That's number 49 on the play.
Russell goes down hard.
Russell goes down hard. Yeah, you're correct there. I thought I saw a quick arm up, but that was just for offsides. Parents are looking for a call. They're not going to get one. Mendoza's lost his stick on the play. He's looking at the ref, crying at him. Here come the Sabres up over the line. Here comes Christensen. Christensen's holding him off. And there is a play that's got to be hooking.
That's terrible.
All right.
I guess the call is.
I didn't exactly see what it was there.
Oh, I guess we do have a penalty.
Yeah. Hooking on the play, that doesn't surprise me based on that last play. But anyway, play is over. Dylan Bast will sit in the box for a minute 30. This is the Sabres' second power play of the game. Their last power play, they went 0-for-1, but they had three shots on net.
Yeah, not the best power play I've seen, but
let's see if they can do it here. I'm sure they talked about it.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll look to improve here.
All right, and as the teammates continue to talk, as the linesmen converse in the corner, yeah, skating back to the center here.
Looks like the Jaguars coaches wanted just an explanation of the call.
I saw hooking. I mean, I saw it clear as day.
Yeah, it looked like it to me, but maybe a prior call as well, maybe just an explanation.
All right, here we are. Sabres work with the puck on the power play across the line, nearly offsides again. No problem there, though. Clears through. Here come the Jaguars, quickly stuffed. Sabres are working behind the Jaguar net, getting crunched down there.
Hudson Holwick working hard down there behind the net.
Working hard, definitely. Here come the Jaguars trying to work the puck up again. In over the line. Number 7 here is taken off, shorthanded. Here we go, in on goal, shoots, and a save. Channeling my inner Pat Foley there. Big save by Sean McGinnis. Great work by the netminder to shut him down on the shorthanded opportunity. Man, that would have been pretty.
For sure, and I got to give credit to the defenseman there. I couldn't tell the number on him, but it was a great defensive play.
I believe that was 52 Christian, or Cooper Christensen, 52 on the play there.
Yeah, a great defensive play to take away his backhand, so he had to only just shoot from one angle.
That narrows down the goalie's decisions here. As we're getting set for this faceoff here, we have an equipment malfunction by a Saber trying to fix it. Looks like his mouth guard may have came out. He's trying to fix it now. And we're setting underway. Blowing the whistle. Here comes the faceoff. Faceoff is down one by Noah Bowers. What? I thought I saw two pucks there. Must be losing my mind. Jaguars are in over their center line here as a Saber goes tumbling to the ice. Following the action here, Sabres come out with the puck. 36 seconds left on this power play with 8 minutes and 40 seconds to go. And here comes a Sabre. It's going to be quickly taken away by the Jaguars. Excellent defensive work by Evan Madison. Here we go. Sabres in, getting choked up again.
Ooh, big hit near the boards there.
That was number 45. taking the hit there. That's Kevin Benecki, the Boneyard. I like that nickname.
A great nickname.
That is a solid nickname, and we're back to full strength here as another Jaguar comes on the ice. Now this is the perfect time to clear the puck all the way out, and it's not going to get there. Sabre takes a shot, goes wide left.
Nearly redirected.
Nearly. All right, down in over the line, a sort of mismatch between height in front of the net there. But the Jaguars hold their own for sure. Big hit right there on the boards.
Unable to keep it in the offensive zone.
Gotta love some hockey. Here we go. Number 92, that's Evan Madison again on the play. Trying to pick up the puck here. Sabres take it over in the offensive zone. Nothing doing there. And here comes Bowers. Noah Bowers on the play. He's got a wingman. The puck is going to be redirected right in front of the net.
Great chance there for the Jaguars. Sorry, Jaguars.
No problem there. That was Mahadi Azabin. Jaguars cleared out.
It's a race for the puck.
Azabin is out over the line again, trying to look for a goal here. He picks up the puck. Oh, and just coughs it up. No big deal there. Nothing doing as the Sabres take the puck away. Sabres are working over their own line, but the puck is quickly scooped up and sauced.
Near turnover there.
Near turnover. That was definitely a scary play. Here we go. Backing up are the Jaguars. Jaguars are taking off, reconvening. Looks like this is going to be a good time for a line change. Sabres. Whoa! What a hit by number 35, Dylan Bast.
Players go down.
Dylan Bast lets everybody know he is there. Here we go. Puck is going up the line here. Tossed up. Sabres will quickly contain the puck and send it back down, but not before the Jaguars take it away again. And the Sabres now have the puck working in their own blue line. Across the opponent blue line, a laser shot goes in front of the net and to the left. My goodness, and the puck is tangled in the left side boards there as a Sabre comes up with it, but two Sabres go down, one Jaguar stands up and deflected with his face. Shoots right in front of the net. Big save there.
Best save of the night from Sullivan so far.
Definitely. Sullivan
point blank
is standing tall. Ryan Sullivan, excuse me.
Man, that was a point blank shot.
Standing over the net at what looks to be just shy of 5 foot with skates on. He's a big boy. All right, here we are. Offsides faceoff here. Puck is dropped and quickly won by the Sabres, but also quickly turned over. Once again, here come the Sabres out with the puck. Sabres are working across the blue line here. They got 3-on-1, but it is quickly turned over. Nice work by the Jaguars there. And here we go, a quick takeoff by number 49. That's John Mendoza on the play. And then quickly taken over by Kevin Bonecki, the Boneyard. Here comes the play across. Tangled up in the blue line there are the Sabres. And once again, the puck has disappeared from view.
And a nice clear from the Jaguars.
Nice work indeed, you are right. And the puck is thrown out in front of the net. Nothing doing there as the Sabres clear it. High sticking penalty will be called.
Who do you got on that penalty? Did you see?
I did not catch it. I definitely did see a high stick. Evan Loates alongside Ryan Christofferson, a.k.a. Ryan Christo. How you doing?
Man, this has been an exciting game. You know, just 1-0, but I feel a goal coming here soon.
All right, sounds good.
The way both teams are playing.
High stick, that's just a minor violation. No penalty will be called on the play. But here come the Jaguars. Got a couple men on the puck. Jaguars need to get up quick to get that puck. Here they go, off over the line. That's Gregory there, takes a shot on net. Gregory's shot gets deflected.
Great wrist shot there, but also a great save from McGinnis.
And a save. Big save by the goaltender there. Coming all the way down to Sullivan.
Rather than chance it, good to cover the puck.
Excellent accuracy. Here we go, another face-off here in the Jaguars' defensive zone. Sabres on offense trying to look for that first goal with the minutes winding down in the second period. 4 minutes and 30 seconds. 1-0 is your score. Jaguars are over the Sabres. Here come the Sabres. That's number 7, Gavin Weebler, trying to take a shot on net. Can't really get anything done. Looking for a centerman. Back there is a Sabre getting caught up quickly. Olivia Vertucci quickly puts the stop to him. All right, and in over the line here, picked up by Dominic Gregory, taken up by the Jaguars here. Quickly turned over by Kuskowski. Here's the shot.
Oh my goodness,
rebound, nothing there. Ryan Sullivan, my goodness, he's on fire. Two quick big time saves as Krupa comes in over the line for the Jaguars, and nothing doing there as the puck is quickly turned over. Now down in the right corner, Jaguars have the puck. I know it's hard to see, folks, and we apologize for that.
I think that was Lucas Woodrow with the great defensive play for the Sabres.
I believe it was. Good eye, good eye. Yeah, I did not see that play all too well. Here we go. Still a scrum in the right boards here, taken out by number 76, Thomas Tuck. Out here wearing P.K. Subban's number.
Possible 3-on-2.
Yeah, here we go. Quickly turnover. Here we go, turned over. Here come the Jaguars. Up over the line is Azabin. Turns it over there. Back to Boneyard here. Passes it. A beautiful centering attempt. Nothing doing there, but a shot goes wide. Here comes the puck. Sabres are getting in over the line. Here it comes, out to the front. Really dangerous place to play if you're the Jaguars right there. You got to clear that puck. Number 4 takes a shot for the Sabres. That's Michael O'Rourke there. 45 right in front of the net. Boneyard is looking for that centering shot, and he cannot get it. Here comes number 4. O'Rourke takes another shot, goes wide right. Jaguars need to clear this puck desperately, and they do, and here they are. A potential 3-on-1, 3-on-2 now, 3-on-3.
Good attempt, try to center it.
And here out to the defense. Here's Azabin, runs out with the puck here. Offsides, he's called. Wow, more fast-paced action hockey here at Downers Grove Ice Arena in Downers Grove, Illinois. You are listening to NIHL Squirt Gold A Hockey. Downers Grove Ice Arena is where we are located, like I said, in Downers Grove, Illinois. You're listening to SportstownChicago.com. Ryan Christo and Evan Lotz here, enjoying some great hockey here.
For sure. Sabres really have been attacking here the last couple minutes.
All right, let's see if they can crack the crease. In over the line, puck goes behind the net. Taken by number 93, that's Evan Motley on the play. And here's the tie-up. This is a dangerous situation here. Anybody could come out with the puck at any second. Like I said, the puck squeaks out here. A shot goes high into the left.
Christensen throwing that out the net. I guess why not?
All right, no problem.
A little bit of a dump in.
Redirection, it goes in. You know, that's a good play. Here's up over the line is Russell. Penn Russell. Whoa! Takes out.
Watch out at center ice.
Colton Woodring quickly. It was a clean takedown, but he's still down. As another couple of Jaguars take a topple and another one. Big hit and a man is down. Oop. Man is down.
Christensen
is getting up, slow to get up, but finally does.
Hope he's okay.
And he is still playing. Yes, we do indeed hope he is okay as there's a minute left in the second period. Good work by Christensen to get right back in there and hustle. Here comes Christensen. Turns over the puck. No problem there. And lays a hit on the man.
Oh my goodness.
He was upset. Had a grudge, took out the grudge.
On Caden Poropat.
And Christensen will go sit in the box. That's a minute 30 for boarding there, but he definitely.
Yeah, you don't want to see that. You don't want to see, especially near the boards.
You want a clean game, but Christensen let him know he was there and he wasn't going to get hit more than once.
Just a little bit of frustration. That's understandable.
All right.
You just want to. Clean play.
Oh, clean game.
Yeah.
But play is made, minute 30 as the clock hasn't started. Clock! There we go. Clock has started here as Krupa comes in over the line. takes a shot. Oh, nearly into the back of the net there. Still fighting for it.
Oh, what a
save on the goal line.
Wow.
Wow, Sean McGinnis with a big time stop. Keeps
Love
the Sabres in the game. Jaguars still on the power play here with an offensive zone faceoff. Let's see what they can work with it here. Puck goes out and back to the left, tosses it over to the right. That's number 35 on the play. Dylan Bayes takes a shot, goes wide. Puck coughed up around the backside. That's Bertucci. Believe that's Anthony. Can't see. It could be Anthony or Olivia there. It is Anthony as the Jaguars puck comes rolling in. A minute left on this penalty, but 15 seconds left in the period as time winds down, as the puck will be centered with 7 seconds left. Nothing looks like it will be doing here as the puck will continue to be tossed around. 2 seconds and one, and that is the end of your second period with your score. Joliet Jaguars 1 and the Sabres 0. Now, wow, that was another high intensity level of play. I love to see it. Got a little bit rough at the end, but overall an amazing, amazing period of hockey here. 43 yeah. seconds still left on the penalty. What are your takeaways?
Great goaltending.
Definitely. I think we've seen some great goaltending tonight.
Ryan Sullivan over for the Jaguars, pitching a shutout right now.
That's pretty fantastic. He's probably faced, what, I'd figure about 17, 18 shots.
Yeah, that's a good estimate. And McGinnis arguably has had the tougher saves, and he's really stood on his head to keep the Sabres in the game.
Keep the Sabres in the game, indeed he does. Getting set for some third period action.
I like the Sabres. They were aggressive there on offense. They had some good chances, but like we said, Sullivan, you know, great goaltending.
Yeah, definitely sounds good. I can roll with it here as we roll into the third period, getting set for the last period of hockey here. 43 seconds left on the kill.
Yeah, 11 minutes left. It's going to be a really great finish.
And the Sabres are taking the ice here.
We got number 83, Noah Bowers, taking the faceoff for the Joliet Jaguars. And number 7, Gavin Weebler.
I was just about to say, that's your boy Weebler. All right, here's the faceoff, and we're ready for some third period hockey. This is where the magic happens, people. Faceoff goes back to the Sabres. Taken away quickly, number 4 there. Handed over to the left side there. Whoa! Wow. What a hit. Little bit high, no elbow involved, though. That's a clean hit for sure. Offsides is the call.
Looking for a sub after that big hit.
My goodness, that was definitely a hit. That was Azabin taking the hit there. Sits on the bench, getting checked out by the coaches. Now, we have a face-off here on the left circle. Comes down, quickly won by the Jaguars. Jaguars taking in over the blue line. Jaguars are looking for a play to end this hockey game here. They need another goal to shut them down. But the Sabres are still fighting hard. Here come the Sabres in over the line.
Here they come.
Kozkowski has got it in on the goal. He's got to make a move. He's got to find a pass. Couple of moves there. Nice play. Wow, quickly batted down. Headed towards our lane. That was
race
number 83. Puck. Noah Bowers taken back here. Ooh, thought that was going to be a hit there. There's Gavin Weebler on the play. Here's Kozkowski again in over the line. Kozkowski's trying to look for a mate to pass it to, but he cannot find him. All right, in over the line here as a Jaguar loses his stick. Sullivan there trying to grab the puck. 10 minutes left in this third period of action. Puck goes right in front of the line. Sullivan and a topple of Jaguars fall down. Sullivan, I think, lost the puck for a moment. Thank goodness
here
the
we
Jaguars
go.
Had it down.
Russell.
3-on-2 on a quick line change. You said Russell. Here he is coming in over the line. He's going to look for a centerman right here, and that centerman, number 28, Aiden Hausman. Sabres in over the line again here. Center the puck out. Nothing doing there. Quickly broken up. Taken up by the Sabres in over the own zone. Once again, nothing doing. Puck falls in the right side. Hard to see here. Can't really see. Looks like a Sabre coughed the puck up. Oh my goodness, and what a play. Quickly turns into nothing doing. And here come the Sabres. Wow, this
Here's
is a
chance.
Quick turn of events. Here are the Sabres with 9 minutes left. I believe Noah Twaddle is trying to make a move and just got caught. Here comes 49 in over the line. Tries to save it.
Good play by McGinnis there.
Makes the save. Good stop by Sean McGinnis, the goaltender.
Cool, calm, and collected, the goaltender for the Sabres.
And as the teams make a line change, mind you, you can catch all the NHL action right here on Sportstown Chicago every Tuesday. Stay tuned here for more NHL hockey. Sabres win the faceoff here in their own defensive zone. Try to carry the puck up with 8 minutes and 36 seconds left. Taken out by the Jaguars here. Back to number 12 for the Jaguars. That's John Egerich.
Race for the puck there. We got number 7, Dominic Grigori, for the Jaguars.
Andy Bertucci quickly coughs up the puck, and Christensen, the man who delivered that massive hit, is back on the ice.
Oh! Knocked away with the stick from Sullivan.
Good play there by Sullivan.
Oh!
Point-blank opportunity. What a centering play. No good, though, as Sullivan shuts the door. Offsides is the call.
My goodness, that might be Sullivan's best save of the night.
Wow, that was right on the doorstep. All right, Evan Lotz here alongside me. I have Ryan Christo on SportstownChicago.com, sponsored by the Illinois Media School. Puck is dropped back to the right for the Jaguars here. Taken up by the Sabres. Sabres got a 3-on-2 opportunity. Oh, that's it, puts it up.
Whoa!
Hey, defensive play, that was fantastic. When you say defense, that is exactly what I want to see. Number 92 with a beautiful stop and another save. But the original play all started with Evan Mattison. What a play to get that puck out of the net. And here come the Jaguars. It's a race for the puck here. Coming in over the line are the Sabres. Sabres are crossing the line here. That's Thomas Tuck, the third. Here comes the puck inside, quickly redirected. Sullivan didn't know where that puck was.
He had no idea. It was open net, but it was directed wide.
Good work by the Jaguar defense here in this third period, for sure. Puck is getting cleared up. Sabres home ice crowd here looking for another goal for sure. And here come the Jaguars. Out in on a load on a breakaway, quickly tied up is Grupa. And taken back over here by the Sabres. Sabres got a 2-on-2. Tries to kick the puck through his legs, nothing doing. Quick turnover there to number 18. That's like Olivia Vertucci, clears the puck. Good work by Olivia.
Sabres looking for a line change, and here's the new guys.
Here the Weebler quickly takes it away. Here we go, back on attack on the Jaguars. Good move there by Nicholas Brescia. Shot on net. Wow, quickly into the glove. I didn't even see where it went. See where it went there. Leather flashing, excellent save by the goaltender, Sean McGinnis.
I'll say it again. McGinnis just seems so cool and collected there in goal.
Definitely.
Just knows when to settle it down, you know, live for another day. Defensive faceoff.
All right, defensive faceoff is correct. Coming out here, Sabres got the puck. They're going to try to work with it. You got 2 men on him, 4 men on him, 6. Wow, 6 men, 5 men on him. And offsides is the call as Ryan Sullivan bats it away. 6 minutes and a second remaining in the third period. You are listening to NIHL Squirt Hockey, Jaguars and Sabres. Sabres currently are down 1-0 against the Jaguars in this third period with 6 minutes remaining. Here come the Sabres in over the line, clears it in. Puck gets dumped in by the Sabres, picked up by number 11, that's Caden Porapat.
Oh, lost his stick.
Caden actually knocked it out of his hands on the back of that play. Quick play over in the boards. Quick shot, point blank.
Wow.
Nice save by Ryan Sullivan.
Puck all of a sudden ended up right near the net.
Right in front of him indeed. Here come the Jaguars. 3-on-1 opportunity, 3-on-2 now. And a man goes down. That should be clean. Doesn't look healthy, though. Jaguars come in. They had a 3-on-1 opportunity. Nothing doing there. Jaguars are coming in. Let's see what they can do here. Puck is tucked under the left side. Jaguars come up with the puck. That's Bowers. Takes a shot. Oh. It's bobbled.
Great recovery by McGinnis right there.
Nice save indeed. Jaguars still have the puck, I believe. Not sure where the puck went. Oh, right in front of the net.
Oh, just wide.
Wide right by Azabin. Oh, my goodness. Here we go. This is your man. Big man, Logan Hugel.
He scores!
What a goal! Wow! What a goal! Logan Hugel from the faceoff circle, and it goes in!
Unreal shot.
Amazing! Amazing precision and accuracy, and that brings the home team Sabres to an even 1-1 here at Downers Grove Ice Arena. Listen to these fans here. They are going insane.
Wow. I that shot by Logan Hugel.
Wow, that is amazing.
Top shelf wrist shot.
Listen to these Sabres fans here. Wow, they were crazy. Here are the Sabres coming up in over the line here. 4 minutes and 34 seconds. Another save. Good work. And wow, this crowd is fired up here, and we can hear them all tonight at Downers Grove Ice Arena in Downers Grove, Illinois.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Was that a similar place where we just had the last shot?
What's that? Oh, yeah, that last one, yeah.
He was. Might as well try it. I guess yeah. The last one went in.
No problem. Here's Woodrow. Coughs up the puck. Sabres take it away. Nothing doing on the play.
Woodrow takes it.
All right, in over the line, and quickly put to a stop. Jaguars let them know that they're there for
nice
sure.
Battle on the boards here.
Good work there.
5-6 players involved.
4 minutes and 9 seconds remaining. 1-1 is your score off of a beautiful goal by Logan Hugel.
Oh, wait a second.
Another goal. Another
chance
goal, another
front.
Chance. Excuse me. Sullivan's out of the net.
Woo.
Quickly taken up by the Jaguars here.
Great opportunity from the Sabres. Now that Sabres trying to get back, they will.
Taken away here.
Sabres bring it ahead. And dump it into the Jaguars zone.
Quick line change here.
3.5 minutes to go. 1-1 is our score. Jaguars dump it into the Sabres zone. They're going to take it around the net.
That puck keeps getting stuck in that back left corner. Nothing going on back there.
Oh, a turnover. Watch out. And it's McGinnis covering the puck. Cool and collected, as I said.
Good save there for sure by McGinnis. Wow, those are your three words of the game. Calm, cool, and collected for McGinnis as the players for the next hockey game are rolling through. All right.
Looks like we got Grigori and I want to say
really
Kevin Bonecki.
The Boneyard, you're right. My guy, the Boneyard, takes it up here. Offsides.
Just barely could
by Vertucci. Man, if we had replay.
It's pretty close.
That was pretty close for sure. Jaguars get a face-off.
I thought he might have actually kept it in.
Jaguars get a face-off right outside the zone here.
Same two facing it off again.
All right, the chant is let's go Sabres from the fans here. As the Jaguars turn over the puck here, 3 minutes left to go. 1-1 is your score. Tuck lets him know he's there. Here comes Grigori. In over the line, he's gonna take a shot. Oh,
just wide.
My goodness. Good shot there by Tuck. Excuse me, Grigori.
Turnover.
Out in front of the net, shoots, it scores! John Egrick puts it into the back of the net.
Taking advantage of a Sabres turnover right over behind the net.
Right in front of the net. John Egrick, way to scoop up the puck and shoot it into the net.
I think he went 5-hole on McGinnis.
Jaguars are up now 2-1 on the Sabres with 2 minutes and 47 seconds left to go. Crowd has fallen silent here.
Jaguars taking advantage of a Sabres mistake.
There we go, for sure. Here's another shot and a save by Sullivan.
There's Hugo trying another tough angle shot.
There's a quick scrum after the game.
Oh,
wow. The referee puts him in his place quickly. Gavin Weebler. Yeah, save that for the NHL. I like your enthusiasm.
Watch out there, Iceman.
Sorry, I actually tripped back here. as the Sabres turn over the puck to the Jaguars. Jaguars take out the puck out of their own zone. They got a two-man rush here. Quickly stopped and put to rest by Gavin Weebler. Number 7 against number 7. Gavin's looking.
Oh, watch out.
And here's a breakaway. Here we go. In over the line. Shoots. Goals! What a goal! Logan Krupa! My goodness there. Backhander goes over the left pad.
Beautiful forehand
of Sean McGinnis. Wow, dangled him once, dangled him twice, and into the back of the net. So the score is now 3-1. The minutes dwindling away. 2:12 left in this third period.
Sabres gonna really have to fight to get two goals here in about 2 minutes.
And they will, but first they gotta clear it out of their own zone here. Sabres working it. They have a 4-on-2 at the present. Clears the puck up, but just a little bit too hard as it gets turned over. Evan Motley on the play. Down back in their own side, left side here. Once again, puck falls in the unseeable zone.
Nice play by McGinnis getting that puck out of there.
Way to clear it. Here come the Sabres. Here could be a breakaway opportunity. He needs a man to help him out, though. And he will not get one in time. 1 minute and 40 seconds, puck goes in front of the net. Sabres got to take a shot. Puck is turned over. Here we go. Jaguars got a 2-on-0. Puck is set it up, then quickly turned away. Good defensive play by the Sabres. Puck falls in. Oh, nearly squeaks through the 5-hole there. You gotta keep that 5-hole shut.
You got it.
All right.
It was tough play, you know. Way to cover it up from McGinnis. Keep him in this game.
All right, Jaguars have the puck here. Jaguars send it back. And here come the Sabres in over the line. That's Tuck. Just plows through everybody. Taken out, no penalty called. Good pass, but to the wrong teammate there.
Great defense.
Here come the Jaguars. That's Penn. Penn Russell on the play. Penn Russell tries to take it over the line. 1 minute remaining in this third period, and it's 3-1. This is where the action happens, though. Good play. Shoots.
Wow.
Great dangles by Kevin Bonecki, but.
The Boneyard.
Great save by Sullivan.
Nice work there by Sullivan, indeed. 50 seconds left. 3-1 is your score in favor of the Jaguars. You're listening to SportstownChicago.com, NIHL squared hockey in Downers Grove Arena. And the Jaguars clear it out again.
Sabres just playing defense. Chase. Just playing defense at this point.
That's all you got to do. Up 2 with 30 seconds left. Don't get too cute. You'll get caught for sure. Sabres are really struggling to get the puck back in their offensive zone as the puck falls back deep into that left side again where we can't see it. But here come the Sabres trying to get that puck out with 20 seconds remaining. They got to make a play. There's Olivia Vertucci. Saucing it over.
Basically a game of keep away right now.
All right, 10 seconds remain. With the puck in the offensive zone. 5-4. Sabres got to make a play. 3. And that's the end of the game here as the Sabres defeat the Jaguars by a score of 3-1. Excuse me. Jaguars defeat the Sabres 3-1. Yeah.
You're good.
There was something there. Good catch by Christo there. Wow, that was very exciting. And here comes the handshake here now.
Great to see this.
The Chicago Blackhawks are proud to sponsor the Northern Illinois Hockey League. So all you Hawks fans out there, be sure to tune in to the next upcoming preseason games on CSN and WGN Radio. September 28th against Detroit at Little Caesars Arena. And then a home game September 30th against Boston at the United Center. I will be at that game. I hope to see you there for sure. Maybe we can do a call at the United Center, 7:30 p.m., CSN and WGN Radio. Do not miss the Blackhawks in action.
I was just going to say, impressive showing there in the last 3 minutes or so of game time from the Jaguars. You know, they give up the tying goal, you know, after having the lead for most of the game, but they come right back, score two goals, play really impressive defense, and take care of the Sabres right at the end of the game.
So your final score is the Jaguars 3, the Sabres 1, as I got it incorrect the first time. Thank you for pointing that out, Rhino, but that will be the final score tonight at Downers Grove Ice Arena. For Ryan Christofferson, this is Evan Loates saying good night, have a safe night, and enjoy the rest of your week. This is SportstownChicago.com.
Really? It's our first time.
Yeah, first time ever doing this.